Okay, Rabbo said, let's go. We're on Lamed Aleph on the base at the bottom. The Omar Rabbi Elazar. Lamed Aleph on the base at the bottom, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Elazar. I don't think we did this part, did we? Okay. The Omar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Chana hiticha dvarim klape malo. The Chana was, hiticha dvarim is almost like she threw her words towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, almost like a little chutzpahdik almost. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vatis palel al Hashem. It doesn't say el Hashem, it says al Hashem. That teaches us that she kind of threw it at Hashem, almost like a little chutzpahdik. Eliyahu also was a little chutzpahdik when he davened. That you turn their hearts around in the wrong direction. Again, this is not because chas v'shalom they're being chutzpahdik. It's because they're it's l'shem shamayim, right? It's for the purpose of saving klal Yisrael. So that's why they're doing this. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was eventually moda to Elio that he was right? As the pasuk says, "Va'asher hare osi," that I'm the one who caused the wickedness, meaning I'm the one who did cause this problem. And Rashi explains, since I created the Yetzer Hara, so that caused them basically to sin. If not for the following three psukim, then basically the Sone Yisrael here is a reference to Klal Yisrael, but we never want to talk about Klal Yisrael and something bad happening, so we talk about the Sone Yisrael, but really it's a reference to Klal Yisrael, that basically Klal Yisrael's legs would be very shaky, meaning that we would be judged in a very harsh manner, if not for the following three psukim. So one pasuk we just read said Vasher Hariyosi that HaKadosh Baruch was a little bit behind what we do wrong because he created the Yitzhar Hara. The Chadich Siv in another pasuk Vineka Chomer Biyada Yotzer Heinatem Biyadai Beis Yisrael Biyadi, sorry, Beis Yisrael. That the HaKadosh Baruch says that just like the clay in the hands of the potter, so too you are in my hands, Klal Yisrael, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He created us with the Yitzhara. That I removed the stone heart from your flesh, and I gave you a live heart. So we see also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little bit behind the Yitzhara, and therefore we have a little bit of a pischon, we have a little bit of a defense when we do things wrong. So here, v'esruchi eten b'kirbechem, that I give from my own ruach, I give in you, and I do that which for those who follow in my way. So you see also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's creating us, he's building us, so he created us with the Yetzer Hara, so therefore we have a little bit of a defense, not a great defense, but a little bit of a defense when we do things wrong. We also find out that Moshe also spoke in a very brazen way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema v'yispalel Moshe el Hashem, al tikre el Hashem el al Hashem. So even though the pasuk says El Hashem, you can read it as Al Hashem. Shekein debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov korin la alfin einin ula einin alfin. Sometimes they would flip flop the einin and the alfin to make certain drashos. Debei Rabbi Yane amri mehacha. In the base of Rabbi Yane, they said from the following pasuk that Moshe was itiach dvarim klape malah v'dizahav. We had that pasuk v'dizahav in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. So what's v'dizahav? My v'dizahav, Amri de Rabbi Yana, Kacham Ramosha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesev Ezov Sheishpat Elohem LiYisrael, Ad Sheomru Dai, Hu Garam Sheasu Es HaEgel. Why do they make the Egel? They made the Egel because they had so much gold, so much silver. Who gave them all that gold and silver? You did. Right? So you gave them all this wealth, and because of that they sinned. So really, part of the blame, says Moshe Rabbeinu, lies with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we can't say this is the kind of thing, but Moshe could. Similar idea. A lion does not roar, and Rashi explains not doesn't just mean roar, but it means he's like full and happy and satiated, and then goes around like tearing things asunder. So lions don't do that if they just had a geshmaka meal of wheat. Right? They do that if they had like a geshmaka meal of steak. You know, when they have a good steak, so then a lion is happy and he's able to wreak havoc on whatever, right? He's in a good mood. But that's when he eats steak. It's not when he eats wheat. So meaning when we're full and we have wealth, that's when we cause problems. It's a mashal to a person who had this weak shvacha cow that like all his limbs were visible, like you could see that the thing was so skinny you could see all the ribs popping out. So he started giving him good animal food. Karshinin is like good animal food, Rashi says. And then it started kicking him. It started kicking the owner. Amar lo, mi garam lich shetehim va'etes bi. Ela karshinin she'achaltich. So the owner was a chacham, and he said, you know, why is he kicking me? Because I gave him this good food to eat. So now he's happy, and now he starts, he's an animal, so he starts kicking. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, this is such an important mashal for today's day and age. Mashallah the Mechashailo Ben. Person, mashal to a person who had a son. Hirchitzo v'sacho v'achilo v'yishkeyu. So what did he do? He showered him. He put on a nice cologne. He gave him what to eat, gave him what to drink. He dressed him nice. V'tolalo kisal tzavaru, gave him a credit card. V'hoshivo al pesach shel zonos. And he puts him at the doorway of zonos. Mayase oso haben shelo yechta. Can the son stop himself and not sin? Rabbo said, this is mamish 21st century, right? We all have this kiss shell kesef, right? Kiss al tzavaro. Mayase haben velo yechta. That's why we have to be careful and make sure that we're not put in scenarios where we have this mayase haben velo yechta. Amar Rav Acha berei de Rav Huna. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hanu de amrei inche. Mole kerese zone bishe. That if a person has a full stomach, that's one of the worst averos. A full stomach is one of the worst averos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kimar isam vayisba'u savu vayaram libam al kain shechechuni." That once they graze, right? They graze on their food and they become satiated. Once they're satiated, so now they're arrogant and then they forget about me. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Once we're full, we're arrogant, we're wealthy, we have what we need, we forget about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha v'ram levavecha v'shachach es Hashem. Right, you'll have gaiva, you'll have arrogance, and then you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When people are in need, they turn to God. When people have what they need, they forget about God. The Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, the Rabbanan say from here, V'acha v'sava v'doshein ufana. Right, you eat, you're full, you're satiated, and then you turn away from Hashem. V'ibay seimah mehacha, or from the following pasuk, V'yishman yeshurun v'ayivat. Yeshurun is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got fat, and then they kicked. Right, like that mushel of the cow. So basically, the Klal is, the more we have, the more satiated we have, the more satisfied we have, the more we forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shechatzar Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodu Lo LaMoshe. How do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was moded to Moshe? The Enshin Emar, as the Pasuk says, V'kesef yirbeisi lohem v'zov asu labal. Right? I gave them a lot of kesef. And they took that gold, they took that wealth, and they gave it to the Baal. They gave it to the Avodah Zarah. Baiter. Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe lech rain. So Hashem says to Moshe, he's on our Sinai, he says, go down, right? Because look what Klal Yisrael is doing. My lech rain, what does it mean, go down? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Elazar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, rain migdulascha. He says, go down from your lofty position of authority. Klum nasati l'cha gedula, ela b'shvil Yisrael. I only gave you this authority, I only gave you this power because of Klal Yisrael. Ve'achshav Yisrael chatu. And now that Klal Yisrael sinned, the Bach writes, "Lama lucha gedula or ata lama li." I mean, what do you need the gedula for? The whole gedula, all this power and authority is only for Klal Yisrael. If they're sinning, then it's nothing. Miyat toshash kochos shel Moshe, v'lo hayo lakoach ledaber. So right away, he became very weak. He couldn't even speak. It sounds like. Bekevan she'amar heref mi many v'yashmidei, and as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, leave me alone, let me destroy them. Amar Moshe davar zeh toloi bi. So Moshe realized, oh, Hashem is saying, leave me alone, let me destroy them. That means that if I don't leave Hashem alone, He won't destroy them. It's in my hands. Miyad amar v'nischazik v'tfila ubikesh rachamim. Right away, he got up, he got strength, he stood up, and he realized, I got a daven, and he davened for Klal Yisrael. Moshe l'melech shekas al b'no, v'hayu makeu maka gedola. It's like a mashal of a king. Basav Adam, the Bach heads, and a human king who was angry at his son, and he started beating him, he started smacking him. And now his good friend, the king's good friend, is sitting there watching this happen. So the friend doesn't want to say anything. The kid, the father, the king is beating his son. So the king turns to his son and he says, you know what? If this guy wasn't sitting here, I probably would have killed you already. Amar davar zeh toloi bi. So now the Oev hears that, he says, oh, I see that it's in my hands. Right? I see that the king cares about what I think. Miyat Omar v'yitzilo. So right away the Oev got up and he started pleading with the king. and the king stopped beating his son. So that's the mashal. Weiter in the Gemara, v'yata hani chali v'yichar api v'hem v'achal v'esra oscha l'goy gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, leave me alone, I'm angry at them, let me destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation. Omer Rabbi Avo says, ilmale mikro kasu v'yav shalom omro. If not for this pasuk, if it wasn't written, then we wouldn't be able to say it. Melamed shetofso Moshe l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kadam shu tofes eschaveru b'bigdo. Moshe grabbed the Kadosh Baruch Hu by the shirt, right? Like a person who grabs his friend by his shirt. He grabs him by the, he grabs him, and he says, "V'amar lefanav ribono shalolam einani manichacha ad shetimcho v'tislach lam." I'm not going to let you go. I imagine that picture. You grab him, you shove him against the wall, right? I'm not going to let you go until you forgive Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe was doing. Obviously, you know, metaphorically speaking, with Trila, that's what he was doing. So Hashem says to Moshe, I'll make you into a great nation. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Umak Kisei Shel Shalosh Regalim, Raglaim, I'm sorry, Eino Yachol Amod Lefanecha B'Shas Kaska. He says, until now, Klal Yisrael, which was standing on the three legs of the Avos, Aram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and still they weren't able to save Klal Yisrael, you want to destroy them. Kisei Shel Regalecha, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So what's going to happen? You're going to destroy them, and then it's going to be just me, a one-legged chair. Certainly that's not going to be omed at a time when you're angry. But he says, also, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed from my avos. I'm embarrassed from my avos. Achshav yomru, ru'u panish shehemid aleim. Because then what are they going to say? They're going to say, oh, yeah, look at the leader that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed. Look at this Moshe guy. Bikesh gedula le'atzma v'lo bikesh aleim rachamim. He wanted to be the king, he wanted to be the ruler, and he didn't daven for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem destroyed them, and he just made him the leader over a new nation. Yeah, look at what a good leader he is. Vayechal Moshe p'nei Hashem. So the next pasuk says, Moshe davened to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar melamed shamar Moshe b'tfilu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shehichleyu. The language of Vayechal, it's HaKadosh, that Moshe stood in tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu got sick. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get sick, but Kavi Yachal, it's almost like he wouldn't let him go until literally he like almost got him sick. V'rova Amar at sheheifer lo nidro. Now, Vayichal is from the language of Hafaras Nidari, that Moshe didn't let him go until he was mefir his neder to destroy Klali. So, k'siv hacha Vayichal, here it says Vayichal Moshe, k'siv hasam lo yachel devaro. When it comes to Nidarim, the Torah uses the language of lo yachel devaro. You should not make your words chulin. You shouldn't make them unholy. V'yamar mar, hu eino mechel aval acherim mechelin lo. So Mar says on this pasuk, the Gemara says that it means that person himself who made the neder, he can't make his words chulin. But somebody else can make his words chulin because somebody else can be matir the neder. So that's the connection of Ayichal and Lo Yachel. Ushmul Amar Melamed Shemeser Atzma Shemaser Atzma Lo Misa Aleya. He says, no, this language of Ayichal Moshe means that Moshe even gave himself up for dead over Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'im ayin mechenina misifrecha." Moshe says, "If you don't listen to me, you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, then wipe me out of your book. I'm not interested." Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchak, melamed shehechla aleihem midas rachamim. So this teaches us that he caused, from the language of yachulu or hanocha, resting on, that he caused the midas rachamim to rest on Klal Yisrael. V'rabbanon Amrei. For you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do this is chulin, is mundane. You can't do this. You only do things that are kadosh. You can't do this. This is chulin. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Agodolo, Mer Melamed Shomer Moshe Betfilo Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Achzaso Achilu. But the Moshe stood in tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Achilu grabbed him. My Achilu, what's Achilu? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eish Shel Atzamos. It's the fire of the bones. My Eish Shel Atzamos. What does that mean, the fire of the bones? Amar Rabbaye, Eshosa de Garme, which is basically just Aramaic for fire of the bones. Rashi explains it means Kadachas, which is like a very high fever. When your body's like burning up, you know, it's like it's almost like a disease where you have a very, very high fever. So that's what it's almost like he wouldn't let him go until like he got sick, you know, to this degree. Weiter in the Gemara, Zechor li Avram li Yitzchok li Yisrael avadecha shenishbat lohem boch. Zog the Gemara pasuk in, where's the pasuk? It's in Shemos Lamed Gimel. Remember Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, your servants, that you swore to them, my boch, shenishbat lohem boch, in you. What's the in you?
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Il Mole Nishvat Lehem B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz, Ha'isi Omer, so if you swore to them with Shamayim V'Aretz, I would have said, Kishem Sheshamayim V'Aretz Betelim, Kach Shavuascha Betelim. So just like eventually, Shamayim V'Aretz, eventually are going to be destroyed, this world is not going to be here forever, so too, maybe your Shavua also won't be here forever. However, V'Yachshav Shenishvat Lehem B'Shimcha Agadol, Bach means that you swore in your own great name. Now that you swore in your own great name, just like your great name will never cease to exist, so too your Shavua will never cease to exist. So you promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that you're going to take care of the Jewish people, you're going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, you can't destroy them. Weiter in the Gemara, quotes a pasuk, V'atabra alayim arbe zarechem kichoch v'yashomayim b'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti. So you should speak to them, you should say to them, Hashem tells Moshe, say to Klal Yisrael that I'm going to make their descendants great like the stars, and all this land that I've spoken about, Hay Asher Amarti, right? What's this Asher Amarti? Asher Amar Tomi Boile. It should be all the land that you spoke about. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ad Kan Divrei Talmid, Mikan Ve'elach Divrei Harav. So Rabbi Elazar says, no, yet when you read the Pasuk, until that point is Hashem speaking, and from that point and on, it's Moshe speaking. So Moshe is saying, V'chol Aretz Hazos Asher Amarti. Right? All this land that I've described to you, that's Moshe talking. That's one opinion. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini Amar Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Talmud. Says, no. Everything is really Moshe speaking. Hein, the Bach Hedzin. Elakach Amar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe saying to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Devarim She'amarta Li, Lech Emor Lahem Li Yisrael, Bishmi Halachti, Bishmi. Right? That which you told me, go and tell Klal Yisrael in my name. Halachti ve'amarti lohem b'shimcha. I went and I told those things to them in your name. Achshav mani omer lohem. But now, what should I tell them? Okay, so different ways of understanding this pasuk of the amarti, which should be amarta. Next pasuk, zakti gemar mibilti yicholas Hashem. Right? Moshe says he can't destroy Klal Yisrael because people are going to say that the Umos Olam are going to say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. He can't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Yochol Hashem Miboyle. The pasuk should say Mibilte Yochol Hashem. What's Yecholes? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Moshe Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Achshav Yomer Umos Haolam Tashash Kocho Kinekeva. They're going to say he's weak like a woman. A woman doesn't have great physical strength like a man does. Okay, this is not a sexist comment. It's a fact. Most women do not have the same physical strength as men do. So they're going to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is physically weak. Just like a woman is physically weaker than a man, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is physically weak. Yecholes. Ve'ena yochel ahatzil. And therefore he can't save Klal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'alu kvaro nisim u'gvuro shas yisilem alayom. How, what do you mean? But didn't the Umos Olam see all the miracles that I did at Yam Suf? Amar lifon av ribono shel olam. So Moshe responds, Adayin yesh lem lomar. Now they're going to say, L'melech echad yachol lamod. Yeah, he could stand up against one king. Paro he can handle. L'shloshim yachad melachim, eno yachol lamod. But 31 kings, for all the lands of Eretz Yisrael, to defeat 31 kings, that he can't do. That's what people are going to say. Weiter in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin shechazak Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hodu l'Moshe. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moded to Moshe, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says? V'yomer Hashem salachti ki dvorecha. Hashem says, in Yonah de Yom Kippur, I forgive them, right? Like just like you said, Tani de Beit Rabbi Yishmael kidvarecha asidim umos haolam lomar came. That what's kidvarecha? That eventually the umos haolam are going to say this. Ashrei Talmid sheraba modelo. Eventually they're going to say, "Wow, fortunate is the Talmid that his Rebbe is moded to him." That oh, you said good, right? I'm moded to you. So that's how fortunate Moshe Rabbeinu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually was moded to him. Weiter in the Gemara, v'ulam chai ani. I should still be alive. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melamit Shamar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Moshe hechi yisani bidvarecha. Hashem is saying this, right? Ulam chai ani. I'm alive. What does that mean? It's a kaviyachol that Hashem says to Moshe hechi yisani bidvarecha, that you made me alive with your words. You made me alive with your words. Dorash Rebbe Simloi LaOlam Yisadin Adam Shemachu Shel LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yachar Kach Yispalo. A person should always first be mishabeach, first praise Hashem, and then daven, meaning and then ask for what you need. Minolan mi Moshe. How do we know this from Moshe? Dichsivo eschanan al Hashem bo'esahi. I daven to Hashem at that time. Uksiv Hashem alokim. Ata achilos al haros es avdecha es galucha v'esyotcha achazaka. Asher mi el b'ashamayim uvarza shi'asecha ma'asecha v'chigvuro secha.
all these praises of Hashem, you're so great, you're so powerful, everyone sees the amazing things that you've done. Uksiv Basrei, and then it says, please let me go and see the good land. So you see from here, the first is supposed to be Meshabeach Hashem, and then you're supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, Chas V'Shalom, this doesn't mean to kiss up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or flatter him, Chas V'Shalom. What it means is that for us to recognize, before we ask Hashem for something, we have to praise Hashem to recognize truly how great He is, and then we can ask Him for the things that we need. Okay.